When an Introvert Discovers the Father's Love by Steve Martin. For a long time, I thought something was wrong with me. I'm an introvert. I don't dislike people. I enjoy people deeply, just differently. I don't recharge in crowds. I don't naturally enjoy being put on the spot. And I especially don't enjoy groups that expect something from me. That became difficult because so much of modern Christianity felt designed for extroverts. Church often seemed built around participation. Stand and greet, turn and talk, join a small group, share your testimony, volunteer, attend the event, join accountability, go witnessing, invite your neighbors, get more involved. And if those things didn't energize you, something must be spiritually wrong. You were told that you were isolated, not surrendered, bitter, uncommitted, rebellious. You must not love people. You must not care enough. I spent years quietly carrying that feeling because I didn't enjoy those things. Not because I hated God. Not because I didn't care, but because those environments drained me. Church could be exhausting, not so much the sermons or music, but moments like, everyone stand and greet the people around you. Or, break into groups of five and share and pray. For some people that felt natural. For me, it felt like pressure. Toward the end of our church-going years, if they announced small groups during service, my wife and I would quietly leave. And I felt guilty, because I assumed spirituality meant becoming more outgoing. But eventually, I started asking a different question. What if my personality wasn't a problem that God was trying to fix? What if He made me this way? Then I realized something deeper. The pressure wasn't only social, it was theological, because Christianity often adds urgency to personality. If people are headed toward endless torture, then silence feels immoral. If eternal destiny depends on people hearing the message, then staying home feels selfish. If souls hang in the balance, then introversion starts to feel sinful. So, I pushed myself, street preaching, handing out tracts, revivals, accountability groups, programs, not because I always wanted to, but because I felt obligated. Because if people were in danger forever, how could I justify being quiet? Then something changed. I came to believe that hell was not what I had been taught. And the relief was enormous, not because I stopped loving people, but because I stopped believing their future depended on my performance. Then came another realization. God is sovereign. That changed me even more. If God truly is Father, if He truly loves His creation, if He truly writes the story, then I am not carrying the world. He is. People do not ultimately depend on my personality type. God does not need me to become an extrovert in order to accomplish His purposes. If I'm meant to speak into someone's life, the Father can arrange it. If I'm meant to encourage someone, He can open the door. If not, I can rest in knowing that He has written their story too. That realization has set me free. I no longer feel responsible for all of the wrongs in the world. I no longer feel pressure to manufacture spiritual activity. I no longer think that attendance equals maturity. I no longer think that quiet means rebellion. I no longer believe that spirituality must be public. I don't need an accountability partner to guarantee my safety. My Father is safeguarding me. My wife, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and everyone else too. Now, I still love people. I still talk. I still share. But now it comes naturally. Not from fear, not from pressure, not from obligation. Being an introvert is not a defect. It is simply one of the ways that my Father wrote my story. Quiet, thoughtful, observant, reflective, at rest. The pressure is gone. The Father is good, the story is written, and in the end, all will be well.